The Money Show. The Markets.
Portfolio manager at 91, Chris Stewart, listening to that. Keeping the wolf away from the door, Chris Stewart. Keeping the wolf away from the door, but sure, we've got to get growth going. No growth, no future. That's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, good evening, Bruce. It's encouraging to see that from a fiscal perspective, some support is being put in place, and I guess it's encouraging to see that that support is being done in a fiscally neutral manner. I guess we have to be very, very grateful that our terms of trade are as favorable as they are right now, and that we do have something of a windfall coming through to the fiscus as a result of elevated commodity prices, without which I think it would be considerably worse. But we've got to get growth through, Bruce, and it's all well and good providing assistance to people in need. It would be much, much better to be enabling those people in need to, you know, increase their skills, increase their job opportunities, and actually become more productive members of society.
At least in the short term, we are seeing the sort of bumper profits come out of the likes of Anglo-American Platinum on Monday, Kumba Iron Ore yesterday. Today's Impala trading update was very strong. We're seeing good trading updates and good results coming through. More important, perhaps, than the historical view of what corporate South Africa is doing, what about the US Fed tonight? I mean, that's another critical signal, isn't it, in terms of how the world is going to be reading the recovery signals?
Yeah, it is indeed, and I guess there's a few things to watch tonight. I would be surprised if there's any major policy shift coming from Jerome Powell. I think there's enough unknowns out there for him to continue to adopt an accommodative and fairly cautious stance. We've got, resurgence of COVID in the United States and, in fact, across many developed markets that's continuing to, leave some question marks over the sustainability of the recovery. So, there's that element. There's also the element of what's been impacting in global supply chains, how that's been impacting inflation and the extent to which inflation can remain transitory. It was interesting to see this week we've seen Apple again warning about chip shortages and potential interruptions to the supply chain and the impact that that might have on short-term transitory inflation. So we've got potential pandemic-related negative growth impacts. We've got potential short-term inflationary impacts coming through, both of those pulling, I guess, in opposite directions to one another. But I would be surprised to see the Fed do anything but stand pat, and I would say unlikely to make any particularly aggressive noises towards tapering.
And the big, I suppose, other story that has been playing out on global markets over the last 2 days, and today there was a bit of a respite, is China and its attitude to education companies particularly, but technology companies broadly, which has weighed so heavily on Tencent and as a result on Naspers and Prosus and as a result on our market. Today, it was as if there was nothing to be worried about at all. A huge recovery happening in both Prosus and Naspers.
Yeah, a big bounce today, but I mean that, they've sold off 15% on the previous couple of days, so there was a bounce inevitable at some point. We did see some buying come back into the Chinese market. Whether that was entirely independent of policy or not remains to be seen. There were talks that the banks in China, investment banks, had been called in to speak to the financial markets regulator with a view to potentially stabilizing market movements there. But whether there can be follow-through depends, I guess, whether the market can become somewhat more comfortable with recent developments in China, and particularly the very heavy-handed manner with which the Chinese authorities appear to come into free markets, or ostensibly free markets. It's reminiscent of some other emerging markets where there's been poor policy, which ultimately manifests in the market putting a permanent discount on capital deployed. It remains to be seen, I guess, how policy evolves out of China.
Thank you, Chris Stewart, portfolio manager at 91 this evening on The Money Show.